الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الجنة لتنجد وتزين من الحول إلى الحول لدخول شهر رمضان، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
My respected elders and brothers, for us to understand the importance and the greatness of any event, and for us to appreciate an event truly, then we have to look at the preparation behind this event. We have to look at the number of people involved behind preparing this event to take place. How many weeks, what's the time period before this event takes place? How many weeks before, how many months before the preparation begins? If we look at that day, then we will understand the importance and the greatness of this occasion. For example, we have to take when an ijtima happens, then how many months before the preparation begins, how many people are involved in the preparation, how much of time goes in preparing before this ijtima happens. Looking at this, we'll understand the importance of it, we'll understand the greatness of it, we'll appreciate when this event actually happens. So my respected elders and brothers, we are a week away now from the blessed month of Ramadan. Next week, Friday, possibly after Maghrib, could be the first of Ramadan, or could be Saturday. Just a week left before this month of Ramadan comes. For us to appreciate and understand the month of Ramadan, its importance, then let us look at the preparation period before the month of Ramadan comes. One is us preparing ourselves. One is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to prepare ourselves. But we have to look at the preparation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika and the angels make for the month of Ramadan to come. This preparation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for the month of Ramadan doesn't begin a week before or a month before. But this preparation begins a year before the month of Ramadan. Last year, when the moon of Shawwal was sighted, already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the malaika to begin the preparation for the next Ramadan to come. So this month of Ramadan that we are about to witness in a week's time, the preparation began a year ago. And this preparation was not by people. This preparation was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika. From last year, right up till this year, Jannat has been decorated for those who are fasting. Preparation began in the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been preparing Jannah for the people who are fasting. 1 year of preparation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is enough to show us the importance and the greatness of the month of Ramadan that is about to come. Let us look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from which we will appreciate and we will understand why this month of Ramadan is important, what we have to achieve from this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. That all those who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us that you're not the only people that have to fast. Even those before you all, the nations before you all, they also used to fast. So, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this staying hungry, this fasting is not only specially for you all. Rather, the people before also used to fast also. What is the purpose behind fasting? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fast? It's not just to stay hungry. There's a purpose behind us experiencing hunger, behind us fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may attain taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have with us every moment the consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cameras are watching us every hour of our life, every moment of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see us. The month of Ramadan is for this, for us to build this consciousness in our mind, in our heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us daily in our lives, whether we're passing on the street, wherever we may be. At every moment, our taqwa and our consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tested. Whether it be a haram woman passing, whether it be something haram playing. At that moment, what is the level of my consciousness? how strong is my link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me? Is my taqwa, is my consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so high that it will stop me from doing an evil deed? So this month of Ramadan is to build our taqwa and our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu relates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Ramadan came, atakum Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan has come. The blessed month of Ramadan is here. Shahru Barakatin, this is a month of blessings. This is a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put full and lots of blessings in it. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the money, the rizq of a person. In this month, a person does a sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of a fard. And if a person does a fard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 70 faraid. For us to understand this, if someone has to come to us and tell us that we're opening an investment scheme, you put in 1,000 rand and you'll get back 1,000,000 rand in a month's time, we'll tell him, carry on, don't come to us, this is good, too good to be true. Impossible. You can never give someone so much returns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month, one sunnah a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of a fard. One fard a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 70 faraid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him much more such that we cannot even imagine. This is the month of blessings. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yughashikumullahu fihi fayunazzilu ar-rahmah. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his special attention towards his servants. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his special mercies. In this month, a person will realize that although he is fasting, a person will have that strength to do more ibadah. A person will have the strength to make more tilawat of the Quran. A person will have the strength to stand 20 rakats of tarawih salah. This is all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. This is a month where we have to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make tawbah and repent for our past life, for all the sins that we had in our past life. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our du'as in this month. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءَ مِنْ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. That in every day and night, every day and night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free a great number of people from Jahannam. وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. That every day and night of Ramadan, every Muslim, every believer has a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept. So this is a month of dua. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, present our knees before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our du'as. Every day and night, a person has one dua of his that will be accepted. Whether a person will see the dua being accepted in this world, whether he'll see it later on, or whether a person will see this dua in the akhirat, but definitely this person's dua will be accepted. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your competition towards doing good. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to compete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to vie with each other in doing good deeds. Who can do more? When a person is competing in good deeds, then it is not to boast, it's not to have pride that I can do more. Rather, we compete in good deeds so that we encourage each other. A person is coming to the masjid early, azan time. Person will tell his neighbor, I went early for salah today. What time you came for salah? I read so many pages of the Quran. I read so many paras, so many juz of the Quran today. How many have you read? We should create this environment where we compete with each other. Who can come earlier for salah? Who can spend more time in the masjid? Who can spend more time in dua? All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. That show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how good you are. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is your level of piety. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how much you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month of competition. By competing with each other, we will be encouraging each other. It will be a means of motivating each other. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِي رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. That the deprived person is not that person who doesn't have money. The deprived person is not that person who does not have a car. The deprived person is not that person who does not have a house. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deprived person is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. In one hadith, Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the first step, he said Ameen. Then he ascended the second step again, he said Ameen. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the third step and he said Ameen again. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that today we have seen you say and do something unusual. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that when I went on the first step of the minbar, of the pulpit, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse be upon that person who is deprived of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. May the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person who is deprived of getting the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Upon that I said, Ameen. Thereafter, on the second step, Jibreel alayhi salam told me that may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person who, when my name is mentioned, fails to send durood upon me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned, that person who does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse is upon him. Yes, in a gathering, when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned once, it is sufficient to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once. But it's preferable that as long as the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, it will cost us nothing but to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I ascended the third step, when I came onto the third step, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam said that may Allah's curse be upon that person who his parents reach old age and he has the ability to serve them and make their khidmat, but he fails to serve them and he fails to look after them. May the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. Upon this I said Ameen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the deprived person is that person who does not obtain and secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. In another hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the month of Ramadan has come. Faradallahu alaykum siyamah. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting fard and necessary upon you. Every person has to fast. And then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that in this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah. The doors of Jannah is open. Jannah has been decorated the entire year for us. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهَا بَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. In this month, the doors of Jahannam are closed, they are shut. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. And the rebellious shayateen, the evil shayateen are chained. In this month, there is no shayateen to come interfere and trouble us. Yes, our nafs is there, our evil heart is there that will try and stop us from doing good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the remedy that the fasting that you keep, the staying hungry that you do, this will break the spirit and this will break the power of your nafs. So in this month, the shayateen are chained up. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. That in this month, during the last 10 nights, in the odd nights, there is a night which is greater than 1,000 months. The night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr, the night of power, is greater than 1,000 months. If a person from the beginning of Ramadan has to train himself, has to build himself into staying up after Taraweeh Salah, whether it be in Dhikr, whether it be Tilawat, whether it be in Dua, this will assist him when the night of Qadr comes, when the night of power comes, which is unknown. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned to us the exact night of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed to us Laylatul Qadr, exactly what night it will be. It is for us now to search in the odd nights where we can take full benefit from Laylatul Qadr. One night, this night of Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. So my respected elders and brothers, this is the month of Ramadan that is a week away from us. It is a month of opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us different opportunities, different occasions where we can come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be in Tahajjud Salah, the entire year we all wish that we can perform Tahajjud Salah. But we all are weak, Tahajjud Salah is early. But in this month, people will be waking up for Sehri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحَرِ بَرَكَةِ. That partake of Sehri, a person waking up and eating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a special blessings in Sehri. So together with us gaining nourishment, we should also gain some spiritual nourishment. We should try, wake up a little bit early, perform 2 rakats of Tahajjud Salah during Ramadan. After 10 days increases to 4, after another 10 days increases to a little bit more. By the time the Laylatul Qadr comes, now we are ready, we can engage in 10, 12 rakats of Tahajjud Salah. In Tahajjud Salah we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, that you are waking up for Sehri. Now read 2 rakats of Tahajjud Salah, read 4 rakats of Tahajjud Salah. and engage in dua. This is the month of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to accept our duas. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That the month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran. This is the month of the Quran where we have to build our attachment, our link with the Quran Sharif. For those people who are huffaz, who can't recite Quran Sharif, let us try and make few khatams in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan would recite the entire Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam. If we look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether it be Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, in the month of Ramadan will make 60 khatams of the Quran. So we can also try, make intentions from now that in a week's time I would like to make so many khatams, whether it be 5 khatams of the Quran, 10 khatams of the Quran. For that person who cannot read the Quran at all, let us take one surah, whether it be Surah Ikhlas, whether it be Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Let's take one short surah, learn this one surah, and the entire month of Ramadan, let us recite this one surah. We make some tilawat, build some link with the Quran Sharif. The ulama mentioned that for a person who is not a hafiz and who is not fluent in the Quran Sharif, they have given an easy way. If a person has to read 6 pages of the Quran, if a person has to read 6 pages of the Quran after every salah, just 6 pages after every salah, by the end of Ramadan, he'll make one khatam of the Quran. Just 6 pages daily a person has to read after every salah, 6 pages of Quran, by the end of Ramadan, he will make a khatam. We come early for salah, before salah 3 pages, after salah 3 pages, whether it be after salah we read 6 pages, after every salah 6 pages of the Quran, by the end of Ramadan a person will complete an entire Quran. So this is the month we have to build our link with the Quran Sharif. We have to create the love of Quran Sharif. And together with this we should engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that in this month there are 2 dhikrs and 2 words that we recite that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. The first is La ilaha illallah, and the second is Astaghfirullah. That in the month of Ramadan we should increase in the dhikr of La ilaha illallah and Astaghfirullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these 2 words gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are 2 things which you cannot do without. One is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannat and seeking refuge from Jahannam. So ulama have come up with an easy dhikr that we should try and learn and recite in the month of Ramadan. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika minan nar. We recite La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannat, wa a'udhu bika minan nar. And we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire of Jahannam. We should try and learn the dhikr and try and engage in this dhikr in the month of Ramadan. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. The first 10 days are days of mercy where we should seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second 10 days are the days of forgiveness. And the third 10 days are the days where we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the fire of Jahannam. And in this month, in the last 10 days, people will be sitting for i'tikaf. The person who sits for i'tikaf, for every i'tikaf that he sits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create between him. For every i'tikaf, for every 10 days that he sits in the masjid, the last 10 days of Ramadan, if a person has to sit in the masjid, for every 10 days that he sits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a trench between him and Jahannam. The width of each trench is the width between the earth and the sky. So if a person considering i'tikaf, a person should make intention to sit. If a person cannot sit i'tikaf, a person has work, a person has business to go to, then a person should try and sit nafil i'tikaf, spend maximum time in the masjid. Through spending maximum time in the masjid, we will build our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By spending more time in the masjid, it will make it easy for us to engage in tilawat of Quran Sharif. It will make it easy for us to perform our salah with Takbir Ula. It will make it easy for us, there will be an environment in the masjid which will make it easy for us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan, we have to start preparing for it from now. Like how in everything in our life, when it comes to business hours, we have our shop opens this time, we close this time, our break is this time. Whether a person is in school, then we have different periods, we have our break times. When it comes to campus, we have our times, our timetable for the day. We have to open this time and close in this time. Like this year, we've gained success in our business, we've gained success in the school, in campus. So likewise for the month of Ramadan, we have to make a timetable for ourselves. I will wake up at this time, I will read 2 rakats of Tahajjud Salah, I will eat Sari, I will come to the masjid, I will take out time for Tilawat of Quran, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 15 minutes. I will go for Salah 15 minutes before, I will take out 15 minutes after Salah. We have to make a timetable for ourselves in order for us to maximize and gain the most in the month of Ramadan. Because if a person does not have a timetable, then one day he'll do, one day he won't do. So from now we should start making intentions, start planning ourselves. The month of Ramadan is coming, what I will do? I will take so much time out for tilawat of the Quran Sharif. I will start making dua 5 minutes. I will increase it to 10 minutes. I will increase it to 15 minutes. These are duas I will make. I will learn new duas in the month of Ramadan. By a person making a timetable, a person will take full benefit from the month of Ramadan. Just a week left for the month of Ramadan. Next week, Friday after Maghrib, we will go and look for the moon of Ramadan. Either tomorrow, either next week, Friday will be the first Taraweeh, or Saturday will be the first Taraweeh. So we got 1 month left for the month of Ramadan to come. 1 week left for the month of Ramadan to come. Let us start planning from now. Let us start becoming more punctual upon our salah. Let us start reciting our Quran. Let us start increasing our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then finally, when the month of Ramadan comes, we are prepared for it. We can take full benefit from it. And from it, we can gain the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to gain. We can gain and fulfill the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.